knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Short. Today we're going to talk about something that some people may find a little bit difficult to hear. And so I want to put this disclaimer out right now that this is just my opinion, as is everything else on the show. But I want to particularly say that because I'll try not to mention names, but if I do, I don't want to be sued down the road. All right. So this is purely just my opinion. Anyway, so I have a friend of mine who gave me a call the other day and was upset because he's got some small portfolio, stock portfolio, and he is upset that the people or the company he's dealing with to handle his stock matters, they don't return his calls, and they're just not treating him very well. You know, we were talking, and it occurred to me, I've been thinking about it for a while, and after talking to him, it made it clear to me. And during our conversation, we talked about this, and I said to him, you know, you need to understand the natural order of things. The natural order of things, said things being that because he doesn't have a lot of money, he certainly doesn't have millions of dollars worth of stock, and he has chosen to go with a very prestigious brokerage firm that I'm sure deals with millionaires and possibly billionaires. And so when you are a small-time investor, which is really what he is, you know, you're not going to get the same treatment as the moneymakers of their clients. Now, I say this to catapult me into the big topic of today, which is the natural order of things. What do I mean by that? You know, certainly here in the U.S. anyway, you know, there's this old saying that the customer's always right, and we really are into, you know, taking care of customers. And as customers, sometimes this has changed over the years, but we're used to thinking that we're always going to get the same treatment, all things being equal, when we go into various places to buy products. But this simply isn't true. Depending on the type of customer that you happen to be in the situation that you're in will determine and how valuable you are to the person providing the service will determine the kind of treatment that you get. Now, I'm not saying this is right, but let me give you an example, a couple of examples, especially in the medical field. I'm a pretty healthy person. So if I go to a heart doctor or maybe a general practitioner, I'm probably going to get relatively equal treatment as anybody else. Now, I'm talking about off-the-shelf treatment. I'm not talking about having made a personal connection with a doctor. However, my eyes are not very good. And so, all things being equal, if I go to an ophthalmologist, they are not going to give me the same treatment or make the same effort to treat me because my eyes are really untreatable at this point. So they're not going and then they're not going to say this, of course. If I'm making sense, because you take a person with normal vision, there are things that can be done to improve their vision. For example, glasses, contacts, maybe some corrective surgery. But if your eyes are very, very damaged from a lifetime of surgeries and scar tissue, you know, you're going to be, they'll be courteous. But, you know, they're not going to jump down, again, unless they are in a particular research area or you make a personal connection. That's just the way it is. In fact, one profession that's very honest about this, the order of things, are attorneys. You go into an attorney and you don't have a case, and I'm not talking about the ACLU and some philanthropic organizations that are devoted to helping people to further a cause for the Constitution and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about just regular private practice attorneys. If you go into an attorney and you have a sob story, they will look at you and they will assess the case. And if there's no money to be made in it, they're not going to take your case. So, you know, lawyers are very honest about that. And anybody who's ever tried to find an attorney who wanted to take a case to an attorney and it wasn't a moneymaker, they will tell you, you know what? There's just not enough money in it for me. A lot of professions are the same way. Again, my friend with the brokerage firm, if he had a couple of million dollars that he was investing, he'd probably, there's a couple of solutions to this. Let me give you another example before I give you some solutions. If a fat person, the average fat person, I mean obese, goes into a doctor's office and says, the average doctor's office, and says, I'm having problems breathing, or I'm having problems with my knee. The first thing they're going to say is lose some weight. The effect, when they assess you, it will be different than if they assess me, or let's say a quote-unquote normal-sized person, because they're thinking, well, you're too damn fat. Now, that may be the case, or it may not be. Again, you be an older person going into a young person's store for clothes. Especially here in this state, if you are overweight, obese, and older, and you go into a young person's clothiers, you get a different type of treatment than if you're young and thin and pretty. It's just the way it is. And I think, and the reason I'm bringing this up is so that people can compensate for this, know where you are in the food chain, understand the order of things, and then you will probably get better treatment. And I'll tell you how in a minute. I'm trying to think if there's any more examples that I can give you, but I think I've illustrated it certainly with, the reason I use the eye doctor is because all things being equal, I'm kind of a third class citizen when it comes to ophthalmology because my eyes are so damaged. And not to say they don't treat me nicely, and they certainly do the basic things, but there's not much they can do, And so, and some of you, I hope you all can listen to this and understand the spirit in which I'm saying it. I'm not saying I'm a third class citizen, but when it comes to vision and vision matters, absolutely. So the fact that I know that has helped me a great deal, or that I'm aware of it, because in that area, I'm more prone. I guess we'll get the solutions now. How to compensate for it. Oh, let me give you one more example. If you are looking for a house and you don't have a lot of money, very little money, in fact, there are all kinds of real estate agents and there are all kinds of loan brokers. They will treat you differently depending on the type of, this happened to me when I was looking for a house. When I had more money to spend, hey, my treatment of me got better. It did. It just happens. It always works out this way. I don't know if people think of it. I don't know if anybody does it. Some people just are very clear about it. The same is with the police. If you live in a bad part of town, no one can argue with this one. You live in a bad part of town, say the South Central, I don't know, insert name of city that's bad where you live, and you call the police, you're going to get a different response time than if you live in Bel Air or Beverly Hills. I guarantee it. Is it that the police are better in those cities? I don't know. I think if you look at response times in terms of fire and other things, certainly in cities like, in states like California, you let there be a fire in Newport Beach, buddy, and I guarantee you they will move heaven and earth to keep that all the property safe. If it's someplace else, let's say Inglewood, you're going to get the response, but it's not going to be the same. And those of you who don't live here may not understand where I'm coming from, but if you watch the news, you pay attention, okay? Let me give you one more thing, and I guess I'm rambling, but this really does further the point. If you are a Latino or Asian, and somebody's missing, let's say a black woman's missing, it may get some news coverage, but let it be a pretty blue-eyed blonde white woman that goes missing, and half this country will get up on its knees to take note and go, whoa, it's just amazing. Let it be a white kid, a good-looking white kid that goes missing. And that certainly here, you can't get away from it on the news. But if it's a minority or somebody who's not pretty and somebody who's, just the average kid, there are a lot of kids that go missing. We don't hear about them because they don't fit the profile. And so it all goes down to where you are in the food chain and how the things work. Now, here's what you can do. The reason I bring this up today, you may say, well, Mark, why are you going on about this? If it is the way it is. If you are aware of it, there are things you can do. For example, in the case of my friend, investment, you know, and of course I told him this years ago, but he didn't listen until he lost some money, which is, you know, go find a smaller brokerage firm that's hungry and that maybe it doesn't have so many big ticket clients, and they will treat you better. If you don't like being a small fish in a big pond, go find a smaller pond, you know, with smaller fishes. And I have used this technique throughout my life, and it has benefited me greatly. But I would probably not have done it if I didn't realize where I was on the food chain in the situation, of course, that I was dealing with. In the case of, let's say, my vision, you know, and this has happened to me in the last couple of years. I had some eye problems. I went to some major universities, world-class doctors, you know, authors and researchers, and I got average treatment. I mean, because and I grew very dissatisfied with the way they were not solving my particular problem. They were more interested in research, and I did find some very good doctors, same field, you know, not well-known, minor practices in terms of the world-class thing. And yet they were able to solve my vision problems, in a matter of months. Amazing. You know, they're not trying to make a name for themselves. They're just trying to help people. And sometimes, I mean, people, you know, we get so, well, my doctor or my insert name of professional here has written 13 novels and he's a she and yeah, but how are they treating you? All that really matters is how they're treating you, because I guarantee you that the more fame someone gets, their perspective on how they can maintain their reputation, and how they built their reputation changes also. So with the brokerage firm, I told him to get a smaller brokerage firm. For me, I went to, found some doctors that were, again, you know, with smaller offices, and the difference is just night and day, honestly. The same thing is true, in almost every area. But it all comes down to knowing where you are and not taking it personally. You know, I think another thing that can be hard on certainly patients in hospitals, and I'll give you, I'm thinking about so many things as I talk, because I could go on and on and on, and I don't want to do that. But I know of some patients in some hospitals locally here, and depending on who they are and how they look, believe it or not, will determine the attention they get from the doctors. Certainly in the hospitals. And this is not just my opinion. I've talked to several people about it and who have experienced it. And this is why it's important to try to make a personal connection with someone. If you are going to deal, be a small fish in a big pond, then be a very special small fish. Very special. And I've been very blessed to be able to make some connections and be successful, as I'm sure you could be and have done and will do. But you have to be aware of how other people see you, and not as a person, but as a client. You know, people can like you a great deal, but if there's not much they can do for you, or it, depending on the field that you're dealing with, if there's not much they can do, which does not mean they can't do something for you, but you need to make that personal connection and make more of an effort if you realize that you are not in the quote-unquote in-group. And we all know what that's like to be on the outside looking in. And frankly, that's where I prefer to be. However, when I do go inside, I want to be noticed. And I think that's really the crux of this whole discussion. So be aware of your place on the food chain. In every aspect of your life, assess it. And let me throw this at you too, because I've had some people call me and say, I asked my doctor, do they like what they do? And do they like dealing with these kinds of patients? And the doctor said, yeah, you know, I said, well, what the hell do you expect a doctor to say? Here you are as a patient and you're asking the doctor questions to see if he's going to treat you like he treats everybody else. What do you think he's going to say? No, you're too fat, old, and ugly, and so I'm really going to give you about 20% of my effort as opposed to 8. You think anybody's going to do that? So don't be an idiot, okay? Don't, you know, how do I say it? What I'm suggesting, you have to assess yourself. No professional is going to tell you, I want to say the truth, but they're not going to, how could somebody say, you know, I really don't like really, really old people because there's not much I can do for them. So when they come in, I kind of pat them on the head and send them on their way. Do you know anybody who's going to do that? I mean, really? And maybe you do, but if you do, they won't be in business for long. And if they're in this state, meaning California, they'd be sued out of existence. So, it's very difficult to get an honest answer. And you know what? The bottom line is maybe they're not even aware of it. I accept the fact that some people, I don't think people go out thinking, okay, today I'm only going to help people I can help make a big difference in their lives. Or I'm only going to help the pretty people. Or I'm only going to, I don't think that's the way most people do business. I don't think they need to. But it is the way things are. In fact, you know, I've lost a lot of weight. And the way I'm treated when I'm in public now, and I wasn't that heavy before, really. But man, the difference in how cashiers, you know, clerks, waitresses, waiters treat me, I'm really surprised. I think it's very sad. I really do. It would be nice if we were all truly on an equal playing field, but we're not. And so be aware of this so you can try to level the playing field in your favor. And it really doesn't take much effort to do that. But awareness. I think it was Confucius who said, to know others is true wisdom. And I think that's true. I think to understand the human condition and know how people see you and how they see the world around them, that takes a lot of insight and patience and time. And I know you can do it. Okay. Hey, remember to make a joyful noise, and I will see you back here soon. Take care.